When the state Supreme Court issued its lead paint decision in 2005, the business lobby went ballistic. The ruling meant victims of lead poisoning could sue companies that once manufactured lead paint, even if the victims could not prove which specific company made the paint that hurt them. At a public hearing yesterday, West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman called it a repugnant decision, even cockamamie.
It's a horrible case. Just horrible.
Republicans already effectively overturned the ruling last year for all lawsuits going forward. But Grothman now wants to go further. His bill would overturn the ruling retroactively for the more than 5 years when it was the law of the land in Wisconsin. Grothman downplayed the significance.
You're changing the rules, but not the rights. I'll put it that way. You're changing the rules, but not the rights.
But Milwaukee attorney Peter Earle said the change would be a very big deal to the victims of lead poisoning he's currently representing in court, including in one lawsuit filed in 2006. Earle stood as he testified, surrounded by his clients, mostly African-American children. Earle contended the bill was being introduced at the behest of paint companies who worry they might lose in court.
So they come to you and they say, snap my fingers. Republicans in the state legislature, Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, we own you. Pass a bill. Let us out of here.
The plan is being pushed by prominent Madison lobbying firms and has the backing of Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. It has not yet been scheduled for a vote in committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.